the modern Mavericks.
The Mavericks are playing the LA Lakers tonight. I don't know. I think that before we have this conversation, we need to have a sobering conversation. We need to have an honest conversation. We need to have a real conversation about the relationship between LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. All we talk about leading up to this monumental matchup is their time together in Cleveland. That magical season, winning a championship and being able to see LeBron with a running mate, one guy. And I think that the legacy from this has become very real for LeBron and possibly even for Kyrie. Let's delve into this just a little bit further and we'll talk about the Mavs. No matter which way you go, LeBron left, he went to LA, he won a championship within his first couple of years because Kyrie left him in Cleveland. He got dumped. Either way, he thrived in single life or rebound, however you want to look at it. He spent his 3 years in exile. He came back and he won a championship within his first couple of seasons joining his new team. LeBron is a champion. Kyrie won a championship with LeBron. However, since departing LeBron James, Kyrie went to Boston, Brooklyn, and Dallas. With these three teams, he's yielded no championships to LeBron's one. Now, more than ever, Kyrie must assert his dominance. Kyrie Irving is on a Dallas Mavericks team led by Luka Doncic, an all-star vote getter, averaging 35 points a game, while Kyrie is closer to 25 points per game, and Tim Hardaway Jr. is closer to 20 points per game. Having all this dominance, all this offensive firepower, all of these Texas shooters, the Mavericks lead the Southwest Division. They're clicking. They're gelling. They're vibing. They're growing. There's chemistry and there's hope. There are 125 courtside seats inside Crypto.com Arena for every home game. Securing a pair of these seats is low-key a miracle in Los Angeles. I'm going to let tonight be it standalone because you really can't do a head-to-head with LeBron. He's played in three different eras of the NBA and there's no one remaining as a bridge from the last two iterations of the NBA. Being the Iron Man of the NBA, LeBron knows when to strike. The last few years have been an explosion in the NBA. There's so many new franchises. There's so many new stars. There's so many new moves. There's so many buckets and bags. The NBA is not what it was 20 years ago. The stars today are very different. Competition itself is different. Our champions are different. I say this because of all the singularities in the history of the NBA, outside of Dennis Rodman, Kyrie Irving might be the greatest. Kyrie Irving is certainly an individual, and he is a man who turns 32 in a couple of months. Kyrie is about to transform. And if it's 3 years and he spends all three in Dallas, it's such a gift. If Dallas does our part in extending his career 5 or 6 years, there's multiple championships in it for Luka. I think three. Hopefully all three are with Kyrie. If not, we're going to set the stage and there's going to be that bridge transition to the next. But this Dallas team is very different, and Kyrie's time and possibly his timing are going to be tremendous this season. The Lakers are favored tonight by 4.5 points. The Mavericks have won 24 games on the season, losing 17. And that's really what worries me the most. I think there's one team in the league that still has single-digit losses, but this is what matters right now, or who we take the L's to right now. This month, right before the All-Star break, it matters very, very, very much. And I don't think that our Mavs have it confused. I think these Mavs understand not what they're capable of, not what they want, not what anybody wants to be entertained by, but they get the assignment. The mission is understood. They're playing Hall of Famers tonight. They're playing LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura. They're playing a plethora of elite basketball players from Los Angeles. And the only edge and advantage that we have is hardcore basketball. The only advantage that we have on the road is that we have firepower. We have offense. We represent Dallas. And the shooters that Mark Cuban is going to unload in that arena, if you strap them together, you're averaging almost 80 points a game. That's beautiful to have three guys that you can throw together, your top three double-digit scorers, and you're at almost 80 points. And then Derek Jones Jr., who's getting his time to become a star in this league. He doesn't play enough minutes because he's still learning how to work it out as a star. But he certainly gets his opportunities to become a superstar. If Derrick Jones Jr. turns out or develops into that next Andrew Wiggins, and we can look at Dante Exum as a solid contributor, I guarantee you, once you remember that Grant Williams is on your team, you see it as a winner, championship contender. Grant Williams is one of my favorite contributors to this team because he's the real deal. Impact player. Grant Williams balances out everything with his play. Derrick Jones Jr. is figuring it out. And once Grant and Derrick figure out how they can facilitate things, I'm not talking about their defense. It's going to be transformative to the next level. To wrap up this team, and maybe foresee the future, look at tonight's game. On the road, a team that has had some beautiful basketball over this season. Rolling in with all of their strongest weapons. Josh Green is out. We're watching Grant Williams, Derrick Jones, Dante Exum, and even Luka, because Luka has been out the last couple few games. So this sets the stage for a scenario where Kyrie plays the hero with his new team. I'm worried that Derrick Jones and Grant Williams aren't there to assist Kyrie. Look for Hardy to step up. I don't think that's really a stretch of the imagination. I think Jaden Hardy is young, and those are some great legs to throw in there. I'm sure Dwight Powell's going to help carry that load, Maxey. We're pretty grateful for those guys. I don't want to speak ill at all, actually. I mean, I think minute management is critical with those gentlemen. We're playing them around the max amount of minutes, and they're contributing. Obviously, that assist to turnover ratio with Dwight Powell and Maxey Kleber is their career. When they get this under two, individually, we will see and love them greatly. And it could be this season. It could be through games like tonight where they step it up and they deliver. Absolutely. No doubt at all. See if AJ Lawson and possibly even Seth Curry log us some success. I'm excited. I'm encouraged. I'm hugely excited for tonight's game. I don't think that we need to be too intimidated by Los Angeles, but I'm not going to be disrespectful. LeBron James, Anthony Davis pack a punch. Dealing with those guys is a task. They're not as powerful in their division, but again, I'm going to be respectful. Their division is much more competitive. We can hope that their hate for D'Angelo Russell or possibly Austin Reeves' hate for his coach, or maybe Christian Wood trying to come back and be the hero that we don't think he is. I don't know the man personally, but the fans didn't appreciate what they didn't appreciate. And he may be limited to the production that we've seen from him. And that's wonderful. Simply put, the expectations that were put on his shoulders may have been too much. So we'll see. Gabe Vincent's probably going to scratch double digits. This is probably a double-digit game for him if he's playing. That kid's out for 8 weeks, so he's not going to be playing tonight. That's why I'm going to stick to the Maverick side of things. This is going to be a fun one. This is going to be a game that probably ends heroically. It's probably going to be Hardaway Jr. and Kyrie playing the 1-2 dual pistols, doing the Texas 1-2 step. So let's make some predictions. Game's probably going to go to triple digits on both sides. And I think Dallas has a chance. I don't want to see big play being the differential, but if it is, it could be Anthony Davis getting 20 boards or 5 blocks or something crazy, right? And just as easily it could go the other way where our guys, if not multiple guys, go off for 20, 30, 40s, and the shooting, specifically the three-point shooting of Texas and all of their elite players, leads us to a victory. Go Mavs.